Malachim Beis Parakei Pasuk Yud Gimel. So Naaman has stormed off in a fury, full of righteous indignation, full of arrogance. Naaman is angry. The great man wouldn't see him and gave him a prescription of dipping the Jordan 7 times. And it's at this point that Naaman's servants approached him and they spoke to him and they said, "Vayomaru avi, davar gadol hanavi diber elecha halos asa." My father, speaking, of course, as placatingly as they possibly can to the great man and his towering rage, if the Navi had asked you to do a great thing, if the prophet had told you to do something massive, climb Mount Everest and your tzaras will go away, slay a dragon, would you not do it? Would it not be done? V'afki omar elecho rechatz utahar. All the more so that he said to you, wash and be purified. He gave you a simple prescription. You don't want to believe that the simple prescription is the answer. But if he had asked you to do something super complicated, then you would have been all over it. If he had come out and kowtowed to you, okay. But now he commanded you to do something simple. And it is easy. And it is because the Navi said it to you that it's that much more worth doing. It'll show, of course, what this will do is demonstrate the miracle with even greater force. Because if something so simple is going to do the job, and it was only at the word of the Navi that it worked, so that's going to make it that much more impressive, and it's going to shake Naaman that much more, because it violates every one of his preconceptions that he came in with. So Yadalit Vayered. And it's fascinating that the calming words of his servants did the trick. So he went down, and Vayered, of course, meaning in more than one sense, he came down off his high horse, as well as coming down off of his tall horse. So he lowered himself, he humbled himself, did Naaman. Vayitbol bayarden sheva pa'amim, kedivar ishu elokim. And he was tovel, he dipped in the Jordan River 7 times, according to the word of the man of God. He did not do it necessarily because he had great faith that it was going to work. He did it because it was the word of the man of God. So that is even better. That underlines the fact that he's doing as he was told because of who told it to him and what it means. Vayashav besoro kivisar na'ar katon vayitar. And his skin returned to him and became like the skin of a small boy, not like the skin of an adult. And he became pure. So leprosy makes the skin deteriorate, makes the skin cells die at a rapid rate. When Naaman was cured, not only was the quality of his skin improved, but it returned to him. Even that which had been sloughed off was returned. And his skin became the skin of a boy rather than adult. A little boy has no pride, no ego. A little boy is not convinced of his own importance. So Naaman's entire attitude had changed to that of a Yeled, where he was now meek and humble and on a tremendous level of somebody who did tshuva for his attitude before. The Medrash says, tzara'as comes for 11 different sins, and one of those is excessive pride, it says in Bamidbar Rabbah. And the sin of excessive pride refers to Naaman. That Naaman was a gibor chayil, and that he was a great man. What does it mean that he was great? He was filled with pride due to his military skill. And that is why, says the Midrash, he was stricken with tzara'as. And now he is meek, and now he is self-effacing. What a transformation of a person's attitude. So the angry Naaman is now the miraculously healed Naaman. Tesvav by Yoshav El Ishuel Okim. Immediately he returned to Elisha, to the man of God, who v'chol machanehu, he and his entire camp. He turned right around and brought everybody with him, but with a new posture and a new attitude. Vayamod lefanav, and he came and he stood before him. Before, he didn't get to get an audience with Elisha, but now he stood before Elisha. Vayomer, hine no yodati, ki ein Elohim b'chol ha'aretz. I'm sorry, ki ein Elohim b'chol ha'aretz. Now I know that there is no God in the world, ki im b'Yisrael, except in Israel. And now, please accept a blessing from your servant. So Naaman realized that the water was really no different from any water that was anywhere else. The Jordan River was, in many respects, just the same as the great rivers of Damascus. But it was the act of obeying the words, the Divrei Yesh Elokim, that had done the miracle. He understood Elisha had not shown him respect before, and he didn't expect the Navi to stand before him. Before, he's up on his horse waiting for the Navi to come out. Now he's standing before Elisha, humbling himself. And he realizes that none of the idols have any power at all. He thought previously, the Mamloi says, that Elisha might be greater than the priests of the idols, but not essentially different. But now he sees that there is tremendous difference. He has come a long way. Did he come all the way? Well, that's a question, because he said, Ein Elohim b'chol ha'aretz, in all the earth. Does that mean he was limiting the heavens that might be outside God's domain? Now, some of the Mefarshim bring down that Yisro actually said that Hashem is greater than all the gods, because he believed that the other gods still had power. So Naaman was better than that, because he said there is no other God besides Israel in the Aretz. But Rachav said that Hashem created Hashamayim Mima'al V'Aretz Mitachas. So Rachav is the greatest of the non-Jewish observations about God, because she understood the complete domination of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the non-existence of anyone else. However, Naaman would never worship an idol again. He did not convert to Judaism. This statement is not a statement of conversion. But he didn't abandon his position and his responsibilities, so he lived as a righteous non-Jew, as a Ben Noach, keeping the Sheva Mitzvos. And he asks now, take a blessing. Now, what does he mean by a blessing? Generally speaking, a monetary gift, and this is going to cause a little controversy later.